Hey up, it's Animal. Well, I've had the house to myself all afternoon, so I've recorded a few more audios for you lovely ladies. I'm still feeling kind of in the mood to talk, so I figured, why not let you into some of the workings of my addled brain? And I'll answer Petal's third questionnaire. Here we go. 1. How do you feel about visible neck hickeys? Don't really like the look of visible neck hickeys. Kind of think they're a little bit common. 2. Do you prefer carpet, wood or tile flooring? Nice thick carpet. Warm and cosy and nice to walk on barefoot. Do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? Eggs! And if you know why I shout eggs, then message me. Do I like eggs? Yes. Favourite is either scrambled egg. Quite often enjoy scrambled egg on toast for breakfast, or it would be fried egg, slightly runny yolk. Fried eggs work on lots of things, especially bacon sandwiches. 4. Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? I don't think I need a particularly close bond with somebody to have sex. And generally, I don't give a monkey's what your political persuasion is. So, yeah, I'm a tart. 5. What are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video, Two Girls, One Cup? Fucking hell. How old's this questionnaire? I remember watching it. Scat's not something I enjoy. I watched it. I went, And I've not watched it since. Next. 6. What's your skincare routine? I'll throw soap and water at me body once a day. Yeah, I'm typically male. I wash the bits that need washing. 7. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were paid according to how many upvotes, plays and comments their submissions received, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? God, it'd probably just become horrible. There'd be a select number of people posting everything, getting everything. I think it would become more snarky. Good people would leave. Greedy people would stay. It'd just be less enjoyable as a whole, I think. In terms of me, probably wouldn't affect me and what I do. I never expected much from this. I'm just doing it for the laugh. So I'm always amazed and surprised and happy when I get comments and upvotes. I certainly wouldn't expect to earn any money off this. 8. Is what you have built so far on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance? As I've only been doing this for a month, it's still kind of shiny and new and fun. Yeah, it's kind of important right now. Getting comments and messages from you people, it really makes me happy. Could it be something I throw away? Well, if it stops being fun or if it becomes a chore, then yeah, I'll stop it and move on to something else. 9. Are you currently ready for a child? Nope, I have no interest in having kids. I'm kind of selfish. Yeah, just don't want kids. I want to be able to do the fun stuff. 10. Is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? Right. I've been known as Animal since I was fucking 18. That's a story in itself. I've always been a biker. And when I actually passed my test and started going out, joined a bike club. We used to go out on a Friday and Saturday night to a pub on the coast. It's probably about half an hour's ride away. We were there one summer night. It was really warm. Everybody was out in the car park outside drinking and laughing. I've been talking to these two girls for about half an hour. And they kept asking for me to take them on a quick ride on the bike. And I borrowed my mate's crash helmet and said, yep, come on. So the first one got on, took her out, went up the coast, through the town, down the main drag, turned round, came back, dropped her off, swapped, got her mate on, did the same, up the main drag, turned round, come back, dropped him off. When the second last got off, put the bike on its stand, I got off and I turned round, took my helmet off and licked the pillion seat. To a chorus of, oh God, you animal, from everybody who was watching in the car park. And yeah, it kind of stuck. The next week we went over, it's that fucking animal again. What are you going to do this week? Yeah. When I was young, I kind of lived up to my reputation a little bit. I was the one who would do the daft sick shit. Nothing nasty, but yeah. The Mark IV half of my username. The first proper car I got was a Mark IV Toyota Supra. So yeah, I used Animal Mark IV as my username for a long time. And I never thought when I set this Reddit account up quite a while ago, not actually thinking that I'd be posting erotic stuff. So yeah, I used Animal Mac 4 as my username. I did think after signing up on here, I should possibly have taken something that may not be as easily identified as me, but fuck it. What is 11? What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than others? Probably my motocross boots. Obviously, I've said I'm a biker, so I don't actually have a bike at the minute. But I've always felt most comfortable in big motocross boots. Kind of grew up watching too much Mad Max, so I've kind of got a thing for looking like a random fucking road warrior. So yeah, I like the look of motocross boots. Twelve, are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what colour your eyes were or how tall you were, would it be easy for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? Yeah, I've no problem telling people about me. If you want to know something, ask. 13. What is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Kind of a boring answer, but tyres. I drive fast sports cars, so the last thing I want is cheap, nasty tyres. The last Jaguar I owned before my current one, when I bought it, it had brand new but cheap Chinese tyres, and it was horrific. It wouldn't stay in a straight line, it'd light the back tyres up at 5 miles an hour, and it would swap ends as soon as it saw a fucking rain cloud. So, yeah, you need decent sticky rubber. 14. Would you ever consider doing a meet-up with someone you met off GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Fuck it, yeah. I thought that would be fun. 15. Do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? No. Online, through text. No. I mean, I'm kind of naturally flirty anyway, so I always have a twinkle in the eye when I'm texting people. If my partner wasn't comfortable with that, then we wouldn't really be together. 16. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady or on yourself. French maid's outfit, men's dress shirt, Catholic schoolgirl uniform, naughty nurse uniform, black lace, brown panties. Okay, from most to least. Most arousing will be black lace, bra and panties. Then French maid. Then Catholic schoolgirl. Then naughty nurse. Then men's dress shirt. And as an aside, for me, I'm kind of partial to a French maid's outfit. You might find out more of that later. 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? Possibly if I felt it was appropriate or the right time. It's kind of a weird thing. I am genuinely nice. Sending messages on GWA to women telling them my thoughts still seems a little bit creepy. I don't know. I mean, I love it when I've had messages off women saying they've enjoyed my audios and what they've done. But I don't know. It's the weird thing that I don't want to come across as that creepy old bloke perving on women, which is kind of what I'm doing, but you know. 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in. Which would you choose? I would choose the peanut butter sandwiches. I've been fucking skint and lived off peanut butter and toast and not much else, so I can handle that. And tomato soup's not a particular favourite, whether it's warm or cold. 19. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? You can appreciate the beauty of a rainbow without having gone through a storm. I can kind of see the reason behind the quote, it's saying you've got to weather the bad stuff. Before you can appreciate the good stuff, but no, I don't believe that. You're perfectly capable of appreciating beauty without having to deal with shit. 20. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? It was probably a Nokia 3310. I probably wouldn't be content now, mostly because my phone now has a shitload of music on it. Music and podcasts, which is what gets me through the day in the office. 21. Does a sexual romantic partner's height matter to you? Not in the least. I'm 5'10". I've been out with women a lot shorter than myself. A lot around my height, a few taller than me. I've probably got a predilection towards girls that are at least a bit shorter than me. I like the whole sweet thing of being able to hold somebody and feel myself wrapped around them. But that's certainly not a deal breaker. 22. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I'd say yeah. I think you sort of need a few years behind you and more life experience to actually understand what love is. And yeah, I think it's perfectly possible to fall in and out of love. Depends on the shit you're going through. 23. Would you be able to make a turkey all on your own? Nope, I'm a fucking awful cook. Would you integrate a caregiver little dynamic or master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship? Or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? I'm generally submissive in my sex life. I've no problem going out and being in that role. I don't really care what people think when I'm out. So if it's something I want to do or feel like doing at the time, why the fuck not? It's my business. 26. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? Sweat and cigarettes. No. I don't think I do. I don't particularly wear aftershave or anything. So it'll be whatever soap and shampoo I've used that morning. If you've met me after a gig, then yeah, sweat and cigarettes. 27. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? Up until a few weeks ago, no, but I hadn't really tried. But there's been a couple of specific audios that I've listened to on here that have most definitely proved that to be true. And I thank you very much for those. 28. Do you think you'll be living in the same place in the next 5 years? God knows. I've no idea what I'm doing tomorrow. Chances are, probably not living where I am now. But I honestly don't know. 29. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried, having a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? I've not tried, and I wouldn't try. I've actually only got one arm that works properly, and I'm a clumsy fuckwit. So I would die very quickly if you stuck me in the wild and expected me to survive. 30. Could you go vegan? No. Primarily because I'm lazy, and being vegan means having to read the labels on absolutely fucking everything. And B, I like bacon too much, and meat in general. And C, I quite enjoy wearing leather. 31. If you could only have sex where only one of you, the two of you, comes, who would you want it to be? I would rather have the lady come. I can probably live without coming for the rest of my life. But I wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life never seeing or being able to make a lady come. That's where the fun is, isn't it? 32. What other subreddits do you frequent? Aside from this, and obviously Backstage and the Script Guild and the Cafe, I check on some board game reddits and some drumming reddits and the occasional heavy metal reddit. 33. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? I'd go without teeth. Because if I had no tongue, how could I make you come? And finally, 34. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet for the rest of your life is either your own audios or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. Which do you choose and why? I'm old enough to remember dial-up modems and laggy pixelated porn. And I think I coped with it just about then. Not overly keen on listening to back to my own voice. I don't really listen to my audios once I've recorded them. Unless I know there's a specific bit in there that I need to edit out. So yeah, let's go with the pixelated porn. And that's it. That's me. Don't know if you'll find this interesting. It's probably lots of waffle, lots of umming and ahhing and pauses. But it passed sometime. It passed 23 minutes. So, speak to you soon. Ta-ra.